one comment or question I wanted to talk about. It says, advice on forgiveness, please. Just one line. I'm not sure the person's what made him or her to write this, but possibly forgiveness is sometimes it's quite a significant and also challenging matter. So I'd like to talk about, and I'm not sure how much the idea of forgiveness is said or even discussed in a society in general, but in the monastery, this is a significant element. Like last month, we had a celebration for Rumpo Sumedho's 90 years birthday occasion. Many people came, and you can think, what did we do? What we did? Celebrating somebody's birthday, 90th birthday. Main thing, or the central part of the ceremony, was actually asking for forgiveness from him, from Rumpo Sumedho. We didn't have to think, we means the Sangha members who are organizing the ceremony, we didn't have to think what, but okay, yeah, let's do the asking for forgiveness. Without much discussion, it became very natural agreement. So I didn't think about it, but when I reflect on later, I still can't phrase it well, but you can say, why do we have to ask for forgiveness? Did we do anything particularly wrong with him, intentionally or not? And is it so significant? Yes, there's a very strong sense of gratitude, no doubt. But instead of saying, Rumpo, we really appreciate, we're so grateful. We did say in various ways, but as a ceremony, in the central part of the ceremony, for asking for forgiveness. I can't explain it very well about this, but just I wanted to share this one. It was the central part of the ceremony. In order to talk about this question, comment, forgiveness. So possibly in the outside the monastery, usual situation, forgiveness is not that strongly emphasized. Even sometimes to ask for forgiveness or to forgive, it can be quite challenging. Or ask for forgiveness, we may feel put ourselves in a vulnerable position. Instead of protecting our right, security, and so forth, but to say, in a usual term, I am sorry. Is it safe to say this? Or the other side, can I forgive when we have some very difficult issue? So, nothing very conclusive, but I want to share one thing. I often talk about the one Japanese Zen teacher's explanation. You see, in the monastery, as you notice quite regularly, we do this, put palm together, we say Anjali, and then he explained that what is the Anjali, put one palm together with the other. So this is expression of I thank you and I am sorry. So when we think of our existence, it's a big word, our being, yes, I think it is quite safe to say we are really interconnected with everybody in the universe or every being. either in a helpful way or possibly the other way. But how we are now is, and I talked about, soon we'll chant Dhanu Mudana to express our appreciation for all the support the Sangha has been given. But it's not only the monastic, really, it's not difficult to understand how we are, our life from eating and everything. Although we use the money to obtain the various materials or service and so forth. But even so, nothing is possible with others' support kindness or whatever we phrase it. So how we are now is dependent on others. I can say no doubt about it. So one hand said, I thank you. But also when we reflect on the nature of how we are interrelated, interconnected, we are affecting each other. And also we become aware of who we are, how we are. And particularly when we meditate or when we really notice, start notice how we are, how our mind is, we know we're not perfect, far from it. Yes, sometimes very good, but sometimes not necessarily. So in that sense, honest, or even if you like, humble observation of how we are, that leads to, I am sorry. You know, part of mind can say, no, I didn't say anything wrong. I really follow the rules. I try my best. I always try to be appropriate. I never cause a problem. Far from that. We can say this, oh, I'm a vegetarian, I'm a vegan. I never did this. But is it really so? When we really carefully, gently, honestly, we examine our being in this universe to the other human beings, to other sentient beings. I think it's good to notice, yes, I can say I am sorry too. So I like this monk's explanation, putting together, I thank you, and I am sorry. This is what I can say. This is really, yes, simply beautiful. Or, if you like, this is really what I can call, what I can say, something religious. When we say religion, in terms of form, often religion goes as something to divide, even to have a war. Insist right side, wrong side, right teaching, wrong teaching, so forth, cause more division and conflict and difficulty to society. It's possible. Unfortunately, human history can be like this. But in a true sense of religion, what we can say, religion or religious attitude, it doesn't mean particular institute or anything, but how we see this each moment, instead of from the place of I, my, me, my possession, my right, instead to recognize in our heart, I thank you, I am sorry, they put together. So I find this is very, I like it, and beautiful, and even I like to call it, this is one way to express what we like to call religious in a true sense. So, coming back to the question of forgiveness, so when we have something we cannot forgive, or the other side of, I like to ask for forgiveness, but how? So if we have that kind of experience, possibly very important to our being, probably there are many skillful means in the world of psychology or many workshop possibly, but two things occur to me. One thing is, well, not direct answer, but because forgiveness, although it is significant, but possibly challenging. So as a preparation, we cultivate the sense of loving kindness, because asking for forgiveness is possibly opposite to our mind usually function, particularly in the modern society. I shouldn't determine too far, but more towards materialistic, competitive, and so forth. So knowingly, unknowingly, our mind is more opposite of the quality of mind, which we can call asking for forgiveness or to forgive something, someone. So the cultivating the quality of loving kindness is not only for this matter of forgiveness, but just I really think this is important. For the practice meditation, yes, or for to live in the world, we need this. So like we chanted two mornings, you know, the universal well-being, may I abide in well-being, and so forth. I like it. And if you like, we can recite from time to time so that it can become almost like our second nature. So that is, I can say, the preparation for to forgive or to ask for forgiveness, something like this. And the other thing that occurred to me is also, this is more like to do with contemplating. When we find something difficult to forgive, or the other side, I need to come to terms with this. I have to ask for forgiveness, something to sense of remorse, regret, but still it's not easy to do. So when we have this experience, significant and yet sensitive, difficult, awkward, so forth. So similar to what I said before, or sitting meditation after breakfast, the sense of inquiry, what is this? The matter of forgiveness. Painful, easy, awkward, or you may find some insecurity, or the word says, I really can't forgive this. Very strong, honest, but strong, deep voice you may find there. I cannot forgive this. This is horrible, but this is not like riding on the trains, but honest observation. For example, then possibility, or quite often the case is, once we really recognize what's there, we may be able to move on. But although we know some issue is pending or staying there, but we know, but we never look at it closely, directly. We need to be patient. We need to be brave to some degree, applying our mind, heart there. What is this? And once we see whatever it is, sometimes painful word, sometimes surprising word, sometimes quietness, but to the attitude of understand, explore, or just the full attention to the area of forgiveness. Okay, so cultivating metta or loving kindness in general, that anyway gives us a very good support to our life, to our practice or whatever. And also the other thing is, if we have significant pending issues such as forgiveness, okay, go there gently, patiently, explore it or try to learn from it. Okay.